Paul, your impressions on, I guess, the first 8 minutes where they were able to jump out to the lead that was hard to come back from in the final 50 minutes of the game tonight for your club?
You know what? I remember the last half of that game in a tough situation. I really liked the way we stayed with it. There wasn't anything easy there for us tonight, and bench was good. They kept battling. And we kind of shut the game down well in the second period, which is hard to do, and had a good push in the third. So that's what I'm taking from this one.
Blake talked about just how shorthanded and banged up your club is, but kind of what you alluded to right there, the group that was in there, you know, made a game of it.
We never talk about our injuries limiting what we can do. We put 20 NHLers on the ice, and I think that's a big part of the reason why we've survived and excelled with some pretty important pieces out of our lineup for a long period of time. It was a tough game for us tonight, but they handled it like men. So I was, you know, you never like to lose. I don't care what your lineup looks like, but you want to walk away feeling like you, even if you weren't good, you were hard, and they gave what they had.
What can you tell us about Stastny, obviously, and Hutchinson?
Really nothing. Stastny went into the warm-up, stiffened up, and couldn't go, and Michael did not receive a concussion diagnosis after the game. He'll go back and get evaluated tomorrow.
Can you just tell us about the exchange? Look like Brad passed something on to Jamie, or...
I'm sorry?
Brad Shaw said to Jamie, and then he passed it on to you about the injury, or...
To...
About the exchange before you pulled Hutchinson.
Yeah, well, no, Mike went down to Shaw to talk to him because he wasn't right, and that was it. So Brad stands on the one end, and Jamie stands between me and Brad told Jamie, and then Jamie told me.
That wasn't the concussion spotter then calling down to the bench?
No, we did that. We pulled him.
And Michael was okay with coming out at that point? It looked like
he was pretty sure he wasn't going to be able to continue.
Was it as a result of that incident where his mask got knocked off a couple minutes earlier? Yeah. And in terms of Paul Stastny, had he been battling something, or is this sort of right out of the blue?
No, it was tight this morning, but thought he'd be able to go. It didn't loosen up over the course of the day, and it tightened up on him in the warm-up.
You activated Sean Mathias earlier in the day. He didn't take the pregame skate. Was that because you...
No, we activated him because of Matt Hendricks going down. He was ready to go. He's been pushed hard here, and then we had no extra players. If guy gets the flu or food poisoning or any of the million things that have happened between two games on back-to-back nights, so we wanted to make sure we had an extra player.
You've often used an extra forward in the warm-up. Is there any reason you didn't have Sean take the warm-up?
Didn't think I needed one.
Paul, just any update on Dmitry Kulikov? I know you said yesterday you'd gone back to Winnipeg, might know a little more today.
He's going to be looked at by more than one person, so we don't have all the information yet.
Longer term, though, potentially?
I don't know yet.
Is it too early to know if you'll need Comrie for Thursday? Or?
It is too early to know that. Right? He'll get looked at tomorrow.
Just one more for me, Paul. The power play has been obviously a very good weapon. From your perspective, what maybe went wrong on that one particular one with the two shorties?
What? Power play's running number two in the National Hockey League. It's going to have an off night every once in a while. Still found a way to score a big goal. You know, even when your confidence gets rocked a little bit, some real good determination to make that going 3-1. So it'll be fine.
I know you won't use the shorthandedness as an excuse. You get 7 points on the road trip over the last 11 days. Just thoughts on what has been as you now head home?
6 games on the road, finishing heavy and hard. We played right. You want to win every game, so it's tough when you ask me that. I understand the question. After a loss, you're not feeling too excited, but I like how hard we're playing right now and competing. It's we've gotten to a point on this trip where execution started to get away from us a little bit. Things weren't easy moving the puck, but we're all right. We're banged up, but we're all right.